Duke Energy announced last week it's pulling the plug on two proposed nuclear power projects. But executives say Duke isn't shutting the door on the idea of building more nuclear plants someday. WFAE's David Borax reports.
Duke got federal licenses last fall, but hadn't started construction on either the Levy County project in Florida or the William State's Lee plant in South Carolina. Now the company says it won't build the plants. But Duke Nuclear Power executive Scott Batson says the company isn't ruling out future nuclear projects. He discusses the topic on today's edition of Charlotte Talks.
The term that we used is cancel the project, but we will maintain that combined construction and operating license as an option for a new power plant in the future.
Duke scrapped its plants because of construction delays and cost overruns at other projects and the bankruptcy of its reactor designer, Westinghouse Electric. Duke's decision came at an earlier stage than the one in July by two South Carolina utilities. Santee Cooper and SCE&G abandoned the troubled VC Summer plant north of Columbia in mid-construction. That leaves only one big nuclear project under construction in the U.S., the Vogtle plant in Georgia. Last week, its owner, the Southern Company, bucked the trend by deciding to continue construction despite similar cost overruns and delays. Duke says it's sticking with its six existing plants in the Carolinas, which generate about half the electricity used in the two states. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.